All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Well, some of you. We had more requested night shift nurses. It was just one guy that requested it, but one person is all it takes to request something. So, we've got that, and then we've got Strong Girls in the Day After, and then we should probably have the premiere game, if it doesn't get held up. If it does, I do not know what we will be doing on Friday. I'm not sure. If you have an idea, you better put it in the comments section. It can be any Arrowgate game we've ever done, as long as we haven't finished it. I'm not bringing back games we finished. That's ridiculous. Okay, so since I've talked, we're going to go till about 3:10. That's going to give you guys a full hour of this, and then we got a full hour of Strong Girls, as I said, next time. Ren's pointed nipple and the area around it becomes shiny with my saliva. Her mouth opens slightly and a breathy moan escapes her lips. I trace the outline of Ren's areola with my tongue, using my free hand to tickle the nape of her neck. Ah! How dare you! Ren's body shudders in response and she arches her back. The breast area of her uniform opens wide and I can see large beads of sweat collecting in her cleavage. Oh, I see you're perspiring more. Now to confirm the taste. I stretch out my tongue and lick between Ren's breasts. The salty taste prickles my tongue. Pungent. Seems there's a little acidity, too. The sweat oozing from Ren's pores is sweet and yet sour, lubricating my dry throat pleasingly. The taste is to my liking, and I lick her breasts all over, sucking up droplets of sweat. Ren's voice begins to take on a sweet tone, too. It looks like you're getting turned on, Ren. Writhe more. And become mine! You score pretty high, Ren. As a reward, I lather plenty of saliva onto her, then suck her breasts hard. By the time I finally pull my mouth away, Ren's breasts are covered in bright red love bites. Now you belong to me. You've got my brand on you after all. I gloat at Ren, satisfied. Let me go already. Crushed, Ren can only hang her head and sob as sadist in me responds to her pathetic figure with glee. Now for the next test. I gather Ren's exhausted body up in my arms and run my hand along her thigh, enjoying the slippery texture of her stockings against the palm of my hand. As Ren weeps, I wrap my hands around from behind my hands, not my heads. Boy, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? I wrap my hands around from behind her and caress both of her thighs. Plastered onto Ren's sweat-covered skin, the stockings adhere to my sticky palms. Let go! I can't take it anymore! I catch Ren in an embrace as she tries to run away and place my hands on both of her knees. I apply a little force and her legs open slightly. Ren tries to close her legs in a panic. It seems she still has the energy to resist. I hold her arms out of the way and begin forcing her legs apart. Stop it! No! Ren and I struggle fiercely against one another. Rip. Rip. Before long, a hole begins to open in the stockings encasing Ren's legs. You're a lively one. I hold Ren down firmly as she struggles. Not to mention you're stubborn. All the more fun from my perspective, of course. But please, just let go of me! Ren pleads, but I'm not interested. I force her legs open and search around her inner thigh. Don't! Not there! Ah! I slide my fingers along Ren's thigh, advancing upward. No! Doctor, what are you doing? Ren squeezes her legs together in an attempt to reject me. My hand reaches the top of her well and down thigh. Now then, I wonder what's going on here. I stroke Ren's groin through her underwear, and she lets out a loud shriek. If you make that much noise, someone will come, you know. I cover Ren's noisy mouth with my hand. I slowly massage Ren's crotch while preventing her from screaming. Ren squirms, shaking her head vigorously. What a filthy woman you are. Take a look for yourself. I use the hand covering Ren's mouth to forcibly turn her face towards the mirror. Her uniform is open, her breasts spilling out. Her hair is disheveled and sticky with sweat. Her legs protrude wantonly from her rolled-up skirt. See? What do you think? Your skin's flushed pink. It looks like your blood pressure's up, too. Ren closes her eyes and turns her head away, not wanting to look at herself. It's so wet down there, too. It seems that at some point, I was persistently stimulating Ren, her panties ended up soaking wet. Is it sweat? Or perhaps love juice? I stroke Ren's crotch, pulling at her underwear so that it bites into her flesh. I can feel the dampness of her panties through her stockings. Now then, next up is... I pick Ren up, holding her horizontally and thrust my head under her arm. Lick her belly button or her inner thigh? Ren's legs flail, kicking the floor. The impetus causes her skirt to ride up to her waist. What a disgraceful state you're in. I roll her skirt up, exposing her smooth stomach. I stroke that flat belly and notice the sweat gathering in her belly button. Oh ho, there's sweat here too. I wonder how it tastes. I grab Ren's waist and pull her towards me, then run my tongue over her belly. Ren shudders and arches her back. Eee-hee, salty. It's got good flavor. I lick the area around Ren's navel and she shrinks away and screams. Now then, I wonder what's happening over here. I grab Ren's ankles and force her legs apart. I wedge myself in between Ren's legs and squat down. Ren squirms desperately. Her body, reddened from shame, exudes a feminine scent. You smell good. Just my taste. I inhale loudly through my nose, taking in a lungful of the aroma. Then I reach down to Ren's abdomen and tear off the panties obstructing me. Ren closes her legs, trying to hide her privates from me. Ah, you're wasting your energy. I lift up Ren's lower body, rump and all, exposing her privates completely. You're crazy. Ren's cheeks turn bright red with shame. Stop! No! Ah! The more Ren struggles, the stronger her aroma becomes. I run my hand through her, the light hair modestly covering Ren's privates under the stark white lighting. Ren's glossy vagina is revealed. Good, Ren, it looks truly delicious. I throw myself at Ren's womanhood. Ren's thighs tense, sandwiching my head. It's of no consequence to me as I slurp away, enjoying her taste. The taste of a woman, sweet, sour, and slightly pungent, spreads through my mouth. Stop already! Ren's groin shakes left and right, trying to escape me. However, I grip on doggedly, stretching my tongue out further still. Slight sliminess coats my tongue as I insert it inside of Ren. Is she wet, or is that my saliva? It doesn't have to be your lover for you to get turned on, huh? I'm not turned on! Ren denies my insinuation for all she's worth, whatever. Even if it's not pleasure, but just a normal physiological response, it'll do for me. If she's as lubricated as this, I sit up and quickly unzip my fly. I restrain Ren's arms and take aim. Ren, sensing something sinister, tries to run, but I lean my body on her. We've come so far. Don't run away now. Wow, that is a good artwork. The piece is just really good. Look at it. It's a professional artist, guys. They hired a professional for this game. I hold Ren's shoulders down and press my raging manhood against her. Her slight dampness surrounds the swollen tip of my penis. I lean my body weight on a struggling Ren and push my hips forward. The piercing shriek reverberates around the room. Cuh! It's tight! Just as the tip of my helmet enters her, Ren pushes back at me. I feel a cramping pain. It seems that she's extremely tight inside. I force my groin forward, sinking myself into her. I pin down Ren's heaving shoulders and force my way further in. I open up Ren's body, gradually gouging my way forward. Flesh grinds against flesh, and I feel a creaking sensation. I slowly subjugate Ren's body against her stubborn resistance, finally sinking the whole of my member inside her. You belong to me, Ren. Your arched, pale neck, your disheveled hair. Disheveled, rather. Even your swaying tits, they're all mine. As I feel a sense of satisfaction rising inside me, I look at the join between our bodies. I can see something red at the place where Ren and I are connected. The bright red substance trails down Ren's thigh, dripping onto the floor. Blood. Ah, ah, ah. In your face. I laugh out loud, unable to restrain myself. Fucking Noya didn't get his hands on you yet, huh? Ren calls Noya's name over and over. Ren, I'm awfully sorry, but your lover isn't coming no matter how much you shout for him. Far from it. He doesn't even know what you're going through right now. I laugh maniacally and begin pounding Ren's groin. Oh, there's some animated. Okay. Thrust inside of Ren, my meat pole gets squeezed and crushed. The pleasant sensation filtering into my abdomen causes the corners of my mouth to twist upward. Ah, pleasure. This is pleasure, Ren! Stop it! Ren's screams punctuate the sounds of my thrusting and of flesh scraping and scraping. Slapping against flesh. There's no scraping here. As the tip of my cock reaches her deepest parts, Ren's breathing becomes still more ragged. Sorry, Ren. Even that will only serve to further stroke my excitement in my current state. Warm, sticky blood splurts out, coating my manhood and spilling down. Oops, I went too far into the monster voice, I guess. I pull my cock out as Ren's insides compress it before forcibly penetrating her again. Ren's face twists in agony and she writhes, arching her back. Ecstasy overtakes me. Even Ren's screams feel pleasurable, and I penetrate her, thrusting violently again and again. Each time I do, the red mark of Ren's virginity splatters on the flooring tiles. Ren's screams drip with despair, her body taking a man inside itself for the first time squeezes me tight. The feeling of being squeezed painfully hard from tip to root brings me closer to my limit. Here I go, Ren! I thrust into the very deepest part of Ren and unleash my seething load. The overflowing semen gushes into Ren's insides. Ah! Ren's lifeless voice echoes off the bathroom walls, tailing off into nothing. No, it can't be! My meat continues to pulsate strongly for a while inside Ren's vagina. I can't stop myself from smiling as I bask in the feeling of release that shrouds my abdomen. Having ejaculated to my heart's content, I let her go. Ren's limp body collapses in a heap on the floor. That was good, Ren. I whisper to Ren as I tidy myself up. Ren appears to be staring at something far, far away, her expression vacant. Just as I promised, I'll stay quiet about Noya. Let's keep our relationship friendly for both our sakes. Virginal blood in my semen pours out from between Ren's legs, which remain spread wide open. See you later. I leave Ren where she is, unable to move as I exit the bathroom in high spirits. I got plenty of work done today. But it's getting late. Guess I'll head home. Well, I guess today went reasonably well. Considering I've only just gotten started, it felt pretty good. At this pace, I might achieve my objective. I know I can talk tonight. Sooner than expected. I suppose I better get to some sleep soon. Yeah, me too. I'll be going to sleep in an hour or so. Week 1, Friday. This time already? I'm so tired. I don't even know what happens when you hit daydream, but I know it can't be a good thing, so we're not going to do it. Still, I can't afford to be late so soon after getting the job.
Yeah, fuck.
Suppose I should head to Narumi's office? She says the same thing. At current, I'm... I guess you're doing okay. Damn, Narumi, she has no idea what I've been through. Keep it up. I'm counting on you. Jeez, I guess I better do some work. See you, Narumi. I wonder how Ren's been doing. I guess I'll go check up on her. I find Ren as efficient as always, but looking somewhat down. I stealthily approach her from behind and wrap my arms around her shoulders. Don't touch me! Ren turns her head as she shouts at me. What's with the scary face? Ren ignores me and continues working. Not to mention, you could at least say hello. Ren mumbles something in a quiet voice, a dejected expression on her face. If only it was all a dream. Of course it wasn't a dream. Let's have fun again sometime. Upon hearing these words, Ren glares at me. No, never again! Really, then? Excuse me, really? Then I guess you don't mind if I spill everything, then? I grin at Ren once more. That would... Really think about where you stand. I speak almost as though soothing Ren as she stares at the ground before I leave. Okay, time to go. Other girls... As I saunter down the hallway, I feel someone's presence. Where is it coming from? The examination room. I go in and find Eiko arranging papers towards the back of the room. Oh-ho! It looks like one of the other nurses is asking her to do something. I'll leave it with you, then. Oh, okay. Please just give me a moment. The papers look like materials relating to an experiment. So, what's with that thick stack of papers? Up we go! The pile of papers Eiko is trying to pick up is huge. It seems she's been conned into doing busy work. Whoa, are you okay? My, what a good little gopher. That's sheltered little madams for you. However, I'm somewhat interested in those papers. I'll tag along for a bit. Eiko, what's the matter? Eiko looks flustered upon suddenly hearing her own name. That's quite the load you've got there. Taking me for a fool again? Is talking to me that distasteful to you? Looks heavy. Let me help you. I offer my hand to Eiko, who is struggling with her load. Oh no, I'll be alright. Yes. Don't worry about it. I'll hold them. Thank you very much. However, I shall manage. I really can do it. So you're avoiding me after all. You may be the heiress of a major company, but I'll show you. Just you wait. Fujisawa, you really don't know how to talk to men, do you? You're like some sheltered princess. That isn't... She hurriedly denies the suggestion. What a hoot! Trying to cover it up with that third-rate acting. These drug samples and materials need to be moved quick, though. I am very sorry, honestly. Struggling to carry the materials by herself, a concerned look comes over Eiko's face. Hey, why not let the doctor help since he's being so kind as to offer? You're right. I take the materials from Eiko nonchalantly. I make an act of kindly carrying the materials for her, all the while flicking through and checking the contents. I must say, this is quite the stack of papers. Yes, they are materials for a revolutionary new medicine. This hospital is currently trialing new drugs from two pharmaceutical companies. Trialing new drugs, huh? Heh. Whichever drug gets approved first will immediately control the market share, you say. Whoa, did you think I wouldn't know something like that? Aren't you getting ahead of yourself just because your dad owns a pharmaceutical company? I'm a doctor, damn it. My, I'm sure he already knows all about that kind of thing, right, doctor? Well, yeah. Is that so? I'm sorry. By the way, those two pharmaceutical companies... Ah, yes, Daito Pharmaceuticals and Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals. What was that? Oh, things are getting interesting. He's not Santa Claus. Oh, Daito, and who was it again? Fujisawa? Ah, Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals. Yes. Eiko's slight look of perturbation is very amusing indeed. After all, you're hiding your identity, aren't you, princess? Fujisawa Pharmaceuticals. Oh, I see. I repeat Fujisawa's name over and over again, making it as obvious as possible. At this point, Eiko seems unable to speak anything. Still, it's probably better she doesn't realize that I know yet. I'll let it go for now. And whose materials are these? Ah, yes, these are Daito's materials. This doesn't leave this room, but as far as I can tell, Daito are further along with their research, so I'd have thought Daito would get chosen this time. Oh-ho, Daito, eh? I see. It may well be worth remembering this conversation. It's always good to have a gossipy nurse around. For a brief moment, Eiko's face betrays unease. Of course, I make sure to notice that. I suppose the results will be out soon. Well, who knows? I imagine they'll come out soon enough. Flash of lightning runs through my mind. When the new drug is completed, I'd love to take a look at it. Yes, this new drug should be a useful tool to blackmail Eiko with. If the drug sample that was completed earlier were to go missing, it wouldn't go down as a simple accident, I'm sure, especially if the person who lost it just happened to be the heiress of a rival company. After all, we're talking about half the market share. Those must be some huge numbers. This should be good. Oh, nothing. It just sounds like an interesting drug. Yes, I think so too. Eiko, would you let me know when it's finished? Yes, if you wish, I don't mind, but... Ah, thank you. I'm counting on you. Worst doctor ever. I smile and leave the examination room. I'm counting on you, Princess Fujisawa. Alright, now just to wait for the new drug to be completed. And then, even if I have to trump the whole thing up, I'll corner you. I'll teach you a lesson for looking down on me. Don't think you'll get away with it just because you're the daughter of a CEO. In fact, that's exactly why I can't let this slide. Just you wait. How could you look down on me? Me! Me of all people! How dare you? No. Okay. Don't you know who I am? Doesn't matter who you are, sir. All right, then. The woman muttering to herself in front of the shower room is Remy. I guess she must have come to freshen up on her break. I know, I'll tease her a little. I'll get her back for all the time she's lectured me. Taking a shower on a shift? How luxurious. Working while smelling of sweat is a much bigger problem, in my opinion. Insolent as always. You could especially benefit from looking smart and clean for once, don't you think, Doctor? I guess so. I stutter, and Remy takes the opportunity to launch into a tirade. You don't take enough care of your appearance, full stop. If you don't take your position as a doctor more seriously, it causes trouble for us nurses. Ugh, annoying woman. There's nothing left for it but to make a run for it. All right, I'll just be going. Doctor, wait! I'm still talking to you! Like I could hear that out. I leave immediately. She's the worst nurse, guys. Alright. Who are we talking to now? We're gonna have to do some work in a minute. The doctor, no! Stay away! I head down into the courtyard and find Ren tending to her flowers. Aside from the watering can full of water, there's no other sign of anyone's presence in the vicinity. Ren turns her back to me and casts her eyes downward. She's pretty cute. I check once more to make sure there's nobody else around, then wrap my right arm around Ren's neck using my left hand to roughly grope her breast. Doctor, what are you doing? Stop or I'll call someone! Ren rejects me vehemently. Of course she does. It wouldn't be any fun otherwise. Are you sure you want someone to come? Ren's resistance fades. In response, I massage her chest more gently this time. Wouldn't that be a problem for you? I breathe into Ren's ear, gradually moving my hand downward. I trace my fingers along her most delicate area through her uniform. Listen, Ren, you cannot defy me. You coward! Tears pool in Ren's eyes. I let go of her and smile in her direction. Well then, I'm going back to work. I depart, leaving Ren standing there. Is it time already? Jeez, guess I better get to work. Oh, it's break time. Phew, off I go then. Oh, I shouldn't have done that. Hirasaka, should you really be goofing off up here? I go up to the... Ooh, you cannot corrupt her. There is no corruption meter on Narumi. Wow. I go up to the rooftop and find Narumi leaning against the fence, the wind blowing through her hair. Look who's talking. So, are you getting used to the hospital? Yeah, I'm getting there. That's good. Keep doing your best. Narumi nods satisfiedly. I know I should take this chance to ask a few things about those nurses. The nurses here are all good-looking, but their personality... We talked about that already, didn't we? Shit. Should have talked about their looks. Yeah, I know. See, I don't know what they're saying. Unless that was from the previous conversation. So there's only three that you can actually mess with. That's it. You cannot mess with Narumi. Narumi is my favorite. That's the one I like. I also like her, though. That's the one I like. Blonde-haired and green-haired. I'm not crazy about Ren, and I'm not crazy about... whatever her name is. I'm not crazy. I don't like the real innocent type ones. I like the rowdy ones, you know. Doctor, do you have a reason to be in the operating room? I enter the room and find Remy working on something. I'm pretty sure there's no surgery scheduled. How about you, Supervisor Remy? Do you have an emergency operation or something? I didn't think there was anything scheduled. I'm checking through and organizing the stock for just such an emergency. Ren looks over her shoulder as she replies and continues in a skeptical tone. As for you, Dr. Hirasaka, what brings you to the OR? If you don't have anything to do, I'd prefer you didn't hang around, not to mention your slovenly appearance. Well, I find that dressing comfortably helps me to concentrate on treating my patients. Relax is okay, but... I have no problem with you being comfortable, but don't you think it'll be difficult to gain patients' trust with that sloppy tie and those creased trousers of yours? Not holding back, are we? Why are you always so hostile towards me anyway? Just because you're a little bit competent doesn't mean everything in the world should work according to your expectations. I'm sorry to talk back, but as you know, I haven't been here all that long. As such, I'm not so well informed on the layout of the hospital. However, a doctor being lost inside a hospital might be the difference between life and death for a patient in an emergency situation. He's right. As such, I'm spending my precious time walking around the hospital in order to learn my way around. Hence my presence here. You talk about emergencies, but you're a gynecologist. You're a vaginacologist, are you not? No. You're a gynecologist, are you not? Not to mention, we nurses would guide you to the scene in any such emergency. What's more, you can keep talking about my clothes, but can apparel cure diseases? Can anyone become a top doctor just as long as they dress well? As we go back and forth, an announcement rings out from the speaker in the ceiling. Attention, Supervisor Shinjo! Supervisor Shinjo, please return to the nurse's station immediately, I repeat! Hey, they're calling you. I'm sure you don't have time to chat with the likes of me. You may be good at blustering, but you can't fool me. I know what things were like at your last hospital, but as long as you're here, I'll have you follow the rules. Or I don't know. She doesn't know what things were like at the last hospital. But as long as you're here, I'll have you follow the rules. Despite looking as though she has a lot left to say, Remy storms out of the room with her fists clenched. I like the look of frustration on her face. I'll make you screw up that dignified face of yours plenty more. And I'll use your body to do it. It won't be long now. Going up there in sex skill, guys. It probably won't take that long to actually finish this game as, like, completed. There's three girls. Which one are you gonna get? That's not true. I come across Eiko and several of the other nurses as I pass by the bathrooms. What are they, like, high school? We already did this already. The nurses should be heading home soon. As for tonight, doesn't look like there's anyone I can call out. Fine, I'll do a little more work before I go home. I work pretty hard, put in overtime, guess I'll head home. Yesterday went reasonably well. It felt pretty good. My achievements. Alright, we got it. Same crap! Saturday. This time already? I'm so tired. Well, the hospital isn't going to be closed ever because that would suck. Like, you don't want a hospital to be closed. If a hospital's closed, there's a fucking emergency. Like a national emergency. The reason why I went through that is because it said nothing new. There's a lot of auto-text in this game, if you haven't noticed. So there's a lot of walking around, learning, and doing absolutely nothing. I can go into a random-ass room, read some text, and I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can go in any of these random rooms. And... like, what happens if I just go in here? Nurses buzz around me busily. I hardly recognize any of them. Pretty sure the nurse's station's around here somewhere. Maybe I'll find someone I know if I head over there. I set off walking down the hallway. Oh, there's nobody here. Room is deserted. Do they all get called away to deal with patients or something? I glance around and see a coffee cup on top of a desk. Must still be warm as there's white steam rising from it. Faint lipstick mark clings to the rim of the cup. She must have been so busy she couldn't finish her coffee. Business is booming, huh? I lift the cup with its remaining contents to my mouth and lick it. Ah, I cleaned it up nicely for her. You know. We're trying to get this one. Ah, doctor, here to eat? I stroll into the doctor's office and Remy calls out to me as she eats alone. You have washed your hands, haven't you? It wouldn't do to have any of our patients get food poisoning from a member of hospital staff. Whether I wash my hands or not is my own business, surely. I bite back the words and look over at Remy. But you are supposed to wash your hands before you eat. Like, look, I'm sorry I have to disagree with him, but look, guys. I always wash my hands before I eat, especially the kind of job I do. Our food appears to be homemade, and her perfectionism is apparent in its arrangement. She eats quickly for a woman, no doubt because she wants to get back to work fast. Ah, doctor. Aren't you gonna eat? Your body won't hold up, you know. I reply vaguely, sit down close to Remy, and spread my newspaper as I drink my coffee. Remember, this is a remake of a 90s game. People still read the newspaper. Remy gives up trying to speak to me and concentrates on her food. Her chopsticks, with their cute design, slide in between her lips. Those full lips glisten as her tongue licks the utensils. Just how many men have you sucked with that mouth? Actually, given her uptight personality, she might not be all that experienced. Alright, I'll train you up. I'll show you how to make the best use of that mouth. I'll turn you into the kind of animal that drinks every last drop with delight. Well then, I shall be going, doctor, but as I lose myself in daydreams, Remy stands up. At the very least, sort out that tie, please. Remy leaves that parting shot, then quickly exits the room. She won't be saying things like that for much longer. Oh, we got another one. I pay a visit to the nurse's station, but the nurses are all away. With some time on my hands, I flip through some documents. Nothing, huh? Just as I'm decidedly thinking about looking elsewhere, a certain alluring voice reaches my ears. Oh, doctor, what brings you here? It's Remy. What's she doing here at this time? The moment she comes in, she fixes me with a cold, appraising stare. You must have a lot of time on your hands to be in here at this time of day. Straight to the sarcastic remarks, huh? She never misses a chance to have her say. Does she dislike temporary staff that much? Or is there some reason for her to want to piss me off? Just being in the nurse's station doesn't necessarily mean I've got nothing to do. I make a show of picking up the documents I was looking through. That's true. Well, since you were brought in temporarily, I'm sure you got plenty of work to do. Fuck. If I could just get a hold of your weakness, I'd have the likeness of you kneeling at my feet. The likes of you, not the likeness. I stare at Remy's calm face, feeling the black flame of rage burning within me. All the same, Hirasaka. Can't you do something about that appearance of yours? I've mentioned it countless times already. Treat me like dirt again, will you? The hospital has an image to consider, so we'll have a problem if you refuse to dress properly. Remy's words themselves are polite, but show a clear lack of respect. The word smarmy could have been invented just for her. The contents of her rebuke are entirely inappropriate for a nurse to use towards a doctor. Done with her lecture, Remy makes to leave without so much as a nod. How dare she look down on me? This is no joke. Remy's overly high-handed attitude has me on the verge of apoplexy? Okay. Reasoning that she'll start taking me for a fool if I let her get away with too much, I go on the attack. Oh, come to think of it, aren't you supposed to be doing the rounds on the third floor at this time of day? Whoops! Damn! What the hell? I hit a button. Hold on. I hit a button, and we'll fix that. Anyway, we can go back. Damn, it went a little fast. Okay, oh, come to think of it, aren't you supposed to be doing the rounds on the third floor at this time of day? Well, yes, but Remy takes a worried glance at her wristwatch, but unusually for her, she makes no attempt to counter my claim. In fact, she even seems a little flustered. What's the problem, Supervisor? Oh ho, there's something in this. It looks like my leading question may have borne fruit. Jumping on the opportunity, I press Remy harder. You're always telling me that it's against regulations to be somewhere without good cause, aren't you? Doesn't that apply to you? I just had something to attend to. Like what, exactly? That's none of your business, excuse me. Remy halfway forces the conversation to end and flees the room. Hey! Something's definitely fishy. Remy's hiding something. But what on earth could it be? Guess I'll follow her. I leave the nurse's station. I follow Remy as she proceeds anxiously down the hallway. I track her from a distance, staying in the shadows. To avoid giving my presence away, she heads straight into the special treatment room at the back end of the second floor. What's she up to? I go inside the special treatment room and peek through the slight gap by the narrowly opened door. A woman is lying on the bed in the room. She's unconscious, a coma patient. She looks around the same age as Remy. Remy hovers over at the side of the bed, looking at the woman's face with a downcast expression. I don't get the impression her connection to this woman is that of a nurse and a patient. That patient. I'm pretty sure this patient has been in the special treatment room for quite some time. I'm sure they were saying things weren't looking good. Is she an acquaintance of Remy's? Why is Remy here? I simultaneously feel a creeping doubt as well as elation that I might have made a breakthrough. If I can find something, I'll be able to make that uppity Remy my plaything. Just the thought of it is enough to cause blood to begin flowing towards my lower body. I'm sorry. After some time gazing silently at the patient, Remy mumbles something under her breath. Hearing the disappearingly quiet words coming out of her mouth, I can scarcely believe my ears. If only I checked properly that time. Remy kneels facing the bed, her hands clasped together. She almost looks as though she's praying as she apologizes, her expression downcast. Her posture looks not unlike that of a sex slave getting ready to serve her master. A surge of lust runs through my manhood as I gaze at her from behind, her round buttocks accentuated by the posture. Her tight nurse's uniform turns even her current posture into something that exudes sex appeal. It seems several minutes must have passed while I was daydreaming. Before I know it, Remy is standing up. I would do everything in my power. I really, really am sorry. She mumbles words of apology over and over again. There's no doubt about this. Remy must have had something to do with the patient ending up in the special treatment room. My chest and groin gather heat as I imagine the heavenly bliss that will soon arrive. Remy heads for the exit, and I hurriedly move away from the door and hide. Remy greets a patient in the hallway as she leaves the room and walks past me without slowing. It looks like she's heading to do her rounds on the third floor. Seeing Remy leave, I feel a bewilderingly strong sense of excitement rise from the pit of my stomach. I've found something interesting. There's no doubt that this patient will turn out to be Remy's weakness. I will get my hands on the evidence without fail. Do that, and Remy will belong to me. I thrust my hands into my pockets and put on what I think of as a pleasant smile. Of course, I'm aware that it's really a leering grin of the sort women have always told me looks like a creepy smirk, but... is it that time already? Jeez, I guess I better get to work. Oh, it's break time. Phew, off I go then. Alright, time to try Remy again. Dr. Hirasaka, are you here to check the medical records? I head into the record room and find it already occupied. Remy is there sorting the nursing records on her own. She seems like a rigid, strong-willed type, or to look at it another way, she's just the kind of proud woman who strokes a man's desire for conquest. She makes you want to see drool drip from that pompous mouth of hers as she moans. See the composed look on her face twist in pain and pleasure. I'm certainly looking forward to it. Not to mention her body isn't bad either, if you look carefully. She has pleasing curves, and her straining bosom looks well worth teasing. She has something that you just don't get from younger women. Just imagining myself stripping off that uniform, humiliating her, she begs me to stop. Sends a shiver down my spine. Doctor, is something the matter? No, it's nothing. Remy looks at me with skepticism. If you're looking for the records, would you like me to help? No, it's okay, I'll do it myself. If only the almighty supervisor Remy could read my mind right now, I doubt I'd get away with a mere telling off. Come to think of it, we're alone in here. Now then. Have you been here long, Supervisor Remy? But yes, this was my first job. I tried talking to Remy as I searched through the cabinet. Just a little small talk. Why do you ask? Oh, just seeing how devoted you are to your work, I figured you must really love it here. I guess so. I feel like this is the work I was destined to do, and I've learned so much at this hospital. If only you knew this hospital was trying to turn you into a plaything, and I'm the one who's going to make it happen. Never mind that, Doctor. Did you find the record you were looking for? Ah, not yet. Why don't you stop working your mouth and look properly? You're always like this. Another lecture? Give me a break. Let my guard down for 1 second, and this is what I get. Are you listening, Doctor? Oh, yes, of course. Of course I'm not listening. I'll be going now, but be sure to report to the nurse's station if you take any of the records without you. With you, not without you. If you take any of the records with you, it's the rule. Sure. Also, close that cabinet before you leave. True to form, Remy lectures me as she leaves the room. That woman, does she think I have to report to her or something? I better teach her who's boss in that regard. Ooh, there's another one. As I pass by the nurse's station, I notice frantic activity occurring inside. If there was an emergency patient coming, a call would have gone out for a doctor, surely. Wondering what's going on, I quickly enter the nurse's station. What's the commotion about? Did something happen? I inquire with one of the remaining nurses. The patient in the special treatment room took a sudden turn for the worse, and the doctors in charge have gone to deal with it. The special treatment room? Do you mean that female patient? It looks like it must have been a pretty urgent situation. Yes, that's right. Have the nurses assigned to her already gone? Yes, not just the nurses in charge. Miss Shinjo went too. It must be that patient. If Remy went, even though it isn't her patient, there's no doubt. There's something that Remy wants to keep hidden between her and that patient. My instincts urge me to head to that special treatment room. If things go well, I might be able to figure out something about Remy. I head to the special treatment room to take a look at her no-doubt color-drained face. Slipping into the special treatment room, I make for a corner to avoid standing out. I mumble to myself inaudibly as I look inside. Apparently, this patient doesn't have any family. In most cases, it wouldn't be unusual for a patient's family to be here in such a situation. However, there are only doctors and nurses in the room. A seasoned doctor stands next to the patient, carrying out her treatment. Either way, there was never any expectation that she'd recover in the first place. It's clear that at this stage, there is little left to do but confirm her death. I am a doctor after all, if not much of one. This patient's death is a matter of time. Remy is assisting the doctor. She seems extremely nervous. The look of desperation on her paper-white face says everything. The expression she's wearing now is much sexier than when she's being an annoying hag. By the way, I wonder what on earth the connection between Remy and this patient is. Shinjo, transfer the body to the mortuary and send the documentation to the office. This doctor is used to death. He deals out orders to Remy with grim efficiency. The doctor's voice pulls my gaze away from Remy and brings me back to my senses. I stealthily move towards the center of the room to get a closer look at her. Remy slumps to her knees as the doctor informs her of the patient's death. I doubt the doctor's orders are even reaching her. Shinjo, are you all right? Yes. She didn't make it after all, huh? I can hear the patient's nurses whispering to each other on the other side of the partition. Remy looks as though she could burst into tears at any moment. She has the look of a person in shock, and her gaze is fixed unmovingly at one point. On one point, rather. It's like her soul has left her body. She almost looks like she's finished an especially rough section of sex. Is this how her face will look when she reaches orgasm? Yes, this is the face. I can't wait till she's showing that expression as though she's opened the door to heaven to me and only me. Ah. I can feel my blood making for my lower body in response to the fantasies rushing through my head. As I frantically try to suppress it, Remy lets out a loud sigh and stands up, biting her lip. Her eyes are wide open, as if she's made up her mind about something. However, she still looks to be in a state of stupor, tottering dangerously. Seeing Remy in that powerless state, I feel the urge to grab her and drag her away somewhere. Of course, I can't actually do that, but still. Why? Why is Remy acting so shocked? Did she have some kind of personal relationship with the patient? No, that's not it. Does she feel guilty? That's it. Add to the way that she overreacted that time and it all makes sense. There's only one answer. However you look at it, it should only take a few leading questions and Remy will dig her own grave. Then there'll be no escape for her. She might be the kind of strict individual to drive people into a corner about this, that, and the other, but now she's about to become my prey. My apologies. I'm okay. Will the usual paperwork do? Seemingly having calmed down a little, Remy tries to put on her usual supervisor-like attitude. However, there's no way to hide how pale her face is. Sure, I'm counting on you. The doctor fills out the medical record and signs the paperwork, and Remy leaves the patient's side, hanging her head. As she leaves the room, she shakes her head at the other nurses. She really is out of sorts. Miss Shinjo is over here, okay? No, that goes over here. The remaining nurses work while following Remy's orders. While she may have calmed down, her face remains pale and expressionless. It looks to me as though she's trying to keep her hands moving to keep something off her mind. It's like she's trying to force herself to maintain a veneer of calm. It seems Remy made a mistake with her orders. One of the young nurses hovers, struggling to point it out. What's wrong? Ah, oh, sorry, I got that all wrong. Miss Shinjo, are you okay? Yes, I'm fine. Could you take care of things over here, for me? You don't look good. Or you don't look so good. What do you mean? Now then, Remy drops the paperwork as she goes to hand it over to the nurse. Flustered, she tries to pick them up, but she can't seem to get hold of them. Miss Shinjo, we can take care of the rest. Okay, would you mind? Remy looks around and somehow forces the words out. This is quite something. Despite the fact that I'm in a special treatment room without any good reason to be, Remy doesn't say a word of complaint. She's coming apart at the seams. I watch Remy from my corner of the room as I formulate my next step. Remy will no doubt go back to being the perfect nurse eventually. However, even if she does regain her calm, it'll only ever be surface level. I still don't have any evidence. What if I pretend to know everything and tell Remy she's responsible for the woman's death? She'd probably be too shaken to give a proper response. It could be a bit risky. But this is that prideful Remy we're talking about. People like her are all the more likely to lose themselves when their weaknesses are exploited. It's only a matter of time. All I need to do is appeal to that sense of guilt that seems to be eating her up. It shouldn't be that hard to get her to give herself away. Do that and she'll probably tell me the truth of the matter herself. This is perfect. My target is right in front of my eyes. Thanks to me, Remy will get a chance to repent. I'll make sure she's very grateful. I don't think I can hold in my laughter any longer. One false move and I'll burst out laughing right here. Crap. I need to get out of the special treatment room now. I pray that my face appears contorted in anguish at witnessing someone's death as I leave the special treatment room. The nurses should be heading home soon. As for tonight... We've got it. We're not going to start Remy because we don't have enough time. We're literally over just a little bit. I said I'd go in the 9, but we'd already be started with Remy. So, let's save you guys that for next April. Yep. We'll save that for April. How about that? Then we can go into Remy. Remember, you can grab this game yourself. It's really short, and it's even on Steam. So, pick it up. If